How were you treated then, both as female and black in our Capitol?
Well, I think one thing about being in the Senate is that it's more formal. I would just kind of compare that with the House, and it's smaller. I think that overall it's sort of like almost a recipe, if you will, for senators to carry yourself in a certain way and behave and treat everybody with respect and dignity. Now, your opposition, when you got something on the floor that they didn't like or they weren't for, certainly going to, you know, attack. But I think overall, I never experienced any racial slurs. I mean, they'd take me on if they didn't like that bill that I was bringing to the floor, but it was about who they were representing. And then, of course, you had advocates there. Senator Shedrick, outstanding female, and even Senator Helen Cole, who's outstanding. It was just like a camaraderie. I remember the time I was going to introduce my first bill on the floor.
What was it?
I think it was dealing with discrimination drive-by.
Drive-by shootings?
Yes. Helen Cole came over and put her hands on my shoulder. She said, "You're going to be fine. Just speak your peace, speak your truth, and you'll be fine."
Good.
That was the kind of thing, you know, even if it's something that they couldn't support. I remember there was a senator, I think I made a little slur to him when I was dealing with driving while black. I said, "You have no understanding because you have not walked in my shoes." And he said, "You haven't walked in mine either," in my district, so.
Yeah, right. So, back
so
you,
you
right?
know, yeah.
That human rights issue then, the drive-by shooting, did it pass? What was it about?
We did. In fact, I really was trying to get sexual orientation included in there. I never could get that in. I mean, the human rights bill did go forward, but some of the things did have to come out.
You came in 86, so like 87, 88, 87, you're dealing with that.